Have you listened to the Drew Marshall Show before?
George Bush is the Antichrist. Honest to
you
God.
You think George Bush is the Antichrist?
Yes.
Okay, so George Bush is the Antichrist because he's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy. He's fooling people. He's a trickster.
Would you vote for George W. Bush?
Absolutely.
Why? He's the Antichrist.
I think the guy needs to read his Bible.
Would you vote for George W. Bush?
Absolutely. I hope he's not the Antichrist, because then I'm going to vote for the wrong guy.
Yeah, I hate when that happens.
The Drew Marshall Show, right here on Joy 1250.
Well, folks, get your seatbelts ready. This lady is on medication. Our monthly visit from our very own Hollywood correspondent, Carrie Pomeroli, on the Drew Marshall Show. What's up, homegirl?
Were you flirting with Jennifer O'Neill? Is that where my segment was supposed to
be? I'm sorry. My apologies. I did have a thing for Jennifer a long time ago, but
she's more famous than me, and I understand, but she's married, and so you're wasting my time.
Yeah, but hold on. You're married, aren't you?
Yeah, but Ron's really liberal. Remember, he's like, if you buy dinner, like, it's fine.
Okay, go.
So I have so much to tell you, I don't even know where to start, but I have to tell you what happened to me 5 minutes ago. Well, you kept me waiting, and I was mad at you.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
My phone rings, and this woman calls me. She's from Fox, the film Fox Studio, and she's a writer. She's an Emmy Award-winning writer for Frasier, and her casting director is with George Lopez and Malcolm in the Middle, and she wrote a television show about a Southern female minister who moves to this small town, and it's a sitcom about this Christian. And they had all these actresses that were like Scientologists that they didn't want to cast, and they found me, and they want me to consider playing this role, and I'm going to 20th Century Fox tomorrow. No, Monday morning.
Get out of here.
I'm not kidding. And, I mean, it's crazy because the casting director's like, well, we just found you, and I'm like, I'm a minister. I preach the gospel. I'm very trendy. But I'm a little worried because she's like, she goes, well, you have to read the script, and I'm like, yeah, because if it's not clean, it just debunks your whole Christian thing, because they're not Christian at all.
Yeah, it puts a
damper. She goes, it might be a little bawdy. And I was like, I hate it when Hollywood says bawdy, because that means she's probably like a gay minister or something, but which I will not be playing.
No, you're not going to play that. You're not going to play that role of a gay minister, huh?
Probably not.
No,
I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't play, but I'm reading the script, right? I'm getting the script in an hour. And I'm with my girlfriends, and we're going to have a little play, and everybody's going to play a part.
Oh, cool.
And then
we're going to
go,
cool.
And it's just exciting. It just happened, and it's totally, I don't know if it's a God thing yet, but literally she said she was just searching around for Hollywood actresses, and she found out that I was Christian, and she called me, like, on my direct line.
Well, but aren't you already connected with Fox Faith somehow?
Yes. Well, here's what's up. I mean, it's Canada, so don't call LA yet, because I'll get in trouble.
Okay.
But Tuesday, they're pitching my book, my little Bridget Jones life story. What's the book called? I forgot. Oh, yeah, If I'm Waiting on God, Then What Am I Doing in a Christian Chat Room? They're pitching it as a romantic comedy film, which is amazing, because it would be a Christian, like, you know, without all the debauchery. But
yes.
It would still be a little bit debauched, because I have a testimony. But, yeah, so they're pitching it to be a major motion picture, and then Thursday I'm going to go on CNN News, Showbiz Tonight, and talk about being a Christian in Hollywood, and talk about that we're not Islamic terrorists because Rosie O'Donnell said we were.
Yeah, you're going to have to straighten. You know what?
One?
I would pay good money. Can you get on pay-per-view? Because I would pay a whack of cash to see you and Rosie go toe-to-toe.
What do you think I should say? I'm like, Rosie, there's crazy Christians. I understand there's also crazy people, you know, other people, and I want to get on The View and take her on.
You need
I'm just saying, Rosie, look, I don't want to go on your family cruise. You're, you know, gay friendly, that's fine. And I'm not inviting you on my, like, Spirit West Coast cruise. That's fine, but I'm not going to blow you off. Like, you know, I'm just saying. So, I'm like, Rosie, I watched your show, and I know there's crazy Christians, because look at Gary Busey.
Oh,
and, you know, there's always... Because you know Christians that are famous are always the nut jobs.
Oh, man.
They're like normal Christians. It's always the one. Gary Busey on Celebrity Fit Club doing like chakra healing and stuff. I'm serious. And like Willie Ames having like a swearing at everyone, and he's Christian, and he's like, I'm still in the flesh right now. And I'm like, no, Willie, you're not. And Jesus is not happy.
No. But, and eight is enough.
Seriously, I love the Christians who go on TV with the John 3-6, like, you know, beat people up.
Yeah. Are you in your car driving? Are you driving?
I'm not. I was with the girls. We're at Pea Soup Anderson's restaurant, and they're having a lovely lunch. We're in Solvang. I'm road tripping with
Oh, are you in Solvang right now?
I'm in Solvang. You know Solvang?
Yeah, I met Michael McDonald there.
Oh, Michael McDonald.
Yeah, you don't know me, but I'm your brother.
Oh, yeah. I'm old enough. I know.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't actually meet him. I was actually walking along the street, and he was walking towards me, and I was walking towards him, and I knew him, but I didn't know where I knew him from, and I was going through my microfilm, and I was going, who is this guy? Who is this guy? Who is this guy? I sound like a choo-choo train, and as we're getting closer and closer and closer, he's about 6 inches away from my face, and I go, Michael McDonald! Yeah, scared him. He was going to call the cops.
This is a long time ago before he was famous. Ben Affleck was kind of famous, and he was on The Tonight Show.
Right.
I thought I went to high school with him.
You went to high school with him?
Yet. Well, I thought I knew him because I'd only seen him in Chasing Amy. And so I was like, did I go to school with you? Like, I didn't know. And then it's funny to think of, because he wasn't really that famous back then. And my friends were like, why didn't he ask you out? I'm like, because he didn't hear from God the way I did. That's when I got my first restraining order.
Man.
Good, but there's so much going on. It's crazy.
Okay.
It's crazy. For me with CNN.
I want you to tell me a little bit of. I always like talking more about Ron, actually, than you.
Ron is home by himself.
Tell me about his callbacks for Disney and.
Forrest Gump went on some more auditions. He has Forrest Gump because he walks into every situation. He goes on his first. He hasn't gone on a commercial audition in years. He goes for Dannon, and so they call him back immediately. They're like, we want to see you again. Then he goes up. For Disney television, he gets a call the same day. He gets a callback. He gets two callbacks on one day. I can't get arrested. I can't even play myself in the movie. They're like, if we produce the movie, Carrie, even know if we can play you. We're going to try to get like Sarah Michelle Gellar. Yeah, I'm like, you know what?
Can we get Rosie O'Donnell to play you?
I can't play myself. And so then so they called him back, and he went. And it was all celebrities. It was like kind of B-list celebrities, though. It was like Jim J. Bullock and like. The guy who does the voice of the Taco Bell dog and like the guy from 911. You know Jim J. Bullock? You know the guy from Hollywood Squares?
Yes, yes.
He's not too close for going. Those Ron and Jim J. Bullock, they're not like the same type. Have you ever seen my
Yeah, husband? No, totally different.
But so he was kind of intimidated, but I'm like, honey, like, you know. And so it was a part for a nerdy professor on this Disney show, like That's So Raven. And he dressed like Jerry Lewis and he had the little glasses.
Wow.
It was good. I coached him.
Nice.
And then I was kind of jealous because I always turn into Lucy when he does Hollywood stuff. And I'm like, tell him I said hi.
I heard you bumped into somebody in first class, no less.
Oh, which one? Dr. McDreamy? Has it been that long since I talked to him?
No, Johnny Erickson, Tata.
Oh, I love her. I really did. My mother took me to the Presbyterian Women's Conference, which she went out on to go shopping, and then she had to lie about it.
Right.
So then I'm at the women's conference with my mother, and we go to the mall because she felt more called to be there. And then we had to sneak back in, and all her church friends are like, and she's like telling me to lie. Basically, I'm outing my mother. She was like, don't tell them what happened. I'm like, Mom, that's a lie. She's like, no, it's just hiding the truth. It's totally different. I'm Presbyterian. I know this. And because, I mean, that conference was, Johnny Erickson thought it was the best thing.
Yeah.
It was definitely like the frozen chosen, though, because like nobody would move a muscle.
The
like,
frozen chosen.
I'm serious. Nobody clapped. Like Johnny's on stage, and I'm like, yay, you know. And Mom's like, shut up, Assemblies of God.
Yeah.
I'm like, wake up, girls. But anyway, so I met her, and she's truly, if you're listening, Johnny Erickson Tata is, she's been in a wheelchair since she's 16 years old.
Hey, you don't need to tell everybody about Johnny. She was a guest on our show last week.
Oh, well, she's a hero. I mean, she's one of those people that when you think you've got it bad, you think about Johnny Erickson Tata. And that's not a joke in all seriousness. In my lifetime, when I've had health struggles or anything going wrong, she has been one of those inspirational heroes to me. And I got to meet her, and she signed my book, and I turned into a bubbling idiot. I was like, at the conference, I'm like, I'm an actor. She's like, I don't care. I'm like, okay, bye. And I'm in Hollywood. She's like, I don't care, bye.
Yeah.
She just was not impressed by any of that. And it's because she just cares about God. And so I was in the, Ron was in coach, and I was in first class, because that's how we roll.
Yeah. Why are you in first class?
Because I'm me. What do you mean, why was I in first class?
But I thought you were a Jesus girl, you know? Jesus shouldn't be, people shouldn't be in first class, should
Jesus
they?
Would ride first class. What do you want, put Jesus in spirit? What are you talking about, girl? You're going to demote Jesus?
I'm just checking.
Jesus would fly the plane. But, you know, we only have enough money. We get free tickets. I mean, let's not let your fans think that, you know, we're glamorous because we do, you know.
Yeah.
The free. So.
Yeah.
So I was in first class, and I kissed her on goodbye. And all of a sudden, I literally turned around, and she was, like, right next to me. And I was in a bum of blah, and I was trying, and I was like, okay, I'm going to go talk to her. And she was just so, I finally got to say what I meant to say, was that I really admired her. And I forgot my purse on the plane. So she married an Asian guy, by the way. So I sent my Asian husband to go back, and I'm like, go meet her and tell her I want to say hi. So we're going to hopefully connect. She runs these camps for disabled people, and you can go and help out at one of the camps. And I'm like, I will totally do, I would love to do that, but I don't want to sweat or, like, do manual labor, but I will totally go and sit somewhere.
As long as it doesn't mess with the manicure, then you're fine, right?
Well, you know, but I'm thinking Johnny would understand. You know, I'm just like, Johnny, everybody's got their limitations.
Exactly.
So I will do a story time or a manicure ministry or something. But so it was good. It was really good. But I did talk to you when I met Dr. McDreamy.
Yes. I don't want to know any more about that.
Cause then you know who I met last week? I met Candace Cameron, who's a lovely girl. Have you had her on your show?
Yeah. Did you say hi to her for me?
I didn't know you had her on your show.
She sent me chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, well, you know what? If you didn't keep me waiting for 15 minutes, maybe I'd send you some.
I'm so sorry.
This is the thing. This is what Christian women go through. I did this conference. I'm so excited to see her. You know, I'm like, blessing, this is all biblical, we're all Christians. She walks up on stage, the first thing I think, she's so skinny. I can't watch her. She's so skinny, she's so pretty.
I know.
She's
I know.
So she's, beautiful.
I told her she's better looking now than she was back in the day,
I
you
mean,
know?
She's really beautiful. And then she gives this, like, moving talk about how she said no to Hollywood, and they called her for this TV show, and she turned it down, and I, like, raised my hand. I'm like, do they still have a part open?
Yeah.
She's like, no, I just want to be a good wife. And I'm like, I just want to sell out, you know?
Oh, man, you are killing me.
Serious, Drew. So I walked up to her after, and I'm like, I know this is awkward, but, you know, if there's everything that comes down your way, just maybe she turned on this show about the female minister, and that's what they're calling.
Well, I'll send...
I told Ron, I'm like, we are not turning down Hollywood, honey. You get a show, you don't feel convicted, you go get the cash, you know?
Well, I'll send Candace a little email tonight telling her that you say hello, okay?
I'm doing a cruise with her. I'm doing the, and if I hopefully I'll talk to you sooner, but... My magazine hit in the stands October 25th for Today's Christian Woman.
Oh, are you on the cover of that? Or are they,
I am. Is
there,
on the cover.
Is it like, do they have centerfolds or pullouts or something like that?
I was kind of fat when they did the, I was a little fat when they did the thing, so I told them to airbrush me and make me look skinny, but I don't know. I'm like, you do it for Oprah, come on. So we'll see. But call me, because there's lots going on with after the CNN. We're praying about some other secular shows that if that goes well. In all seriousness, please just pray that I don't make a fool of myself and I don't sound like Gary Busey for Christians.
Oh, please. So, you know what? Not in a million years. You could be high on acid and not come off like Gary Busey. So, yeah.
Well, I'm just praying. I mean, I think it's going to be in really good, and it's a great opportunity for us to just be heard for a minute, you know? And, and I'll let you know about the show, because I'm going in on Monday and...
Good stuff. All right, folks. Oh, our Hollywood correspondent once a month, Carrie Pomeroli. Thank you for your time.
Hi, Drew.
See you, darling.
Go back to solving.
Okay. Yeah, have a Dutch cookie on me, okay? Oh, man, that is one crazy lady. One crazy lady. She's in one of my favorite towns right now, Solvang, California. Folks, we'll be right back with some talk back for you here on The Drew Marshall Show. I don't know. What do you want to talk about? Why are so many men so spiritually pathetic? How about that? Stay with us.
Want to find out who's on The Drew Marshall Show next week? Sign up for our weekly email updates online at drewmarshall.ca.